Since President Bush took office last month, there's been speculation about what he might do with the abortion issue. But while he ran on a strongly anti-abortion platform, what he can actually do now that he's in office is limited by both legal and political considerations. NPR's Julie Robner reports.
Of the many abortion-related federal policies the new president is expected to address, two have risen to the forefront of the debate. The future of the abortion pill, RU 486, and federal funding for research using cells from human embryos. Some of the most intense speculation surrounds the abortion pill, which the FDA approved last fall. At his confirmation hearings in January, new Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson said the administration might take another look at the drug.
It's contentious, it's controversial, and the safety concerns, as I understand it, are something that's in question. And I think my role is to review the safety concerns.
But, as Mr. Bush acknowledged on the campaign trail, now that the drug has been approved, legally there's not much the administration can do. Bill Shultz was a deputy FDA commissioner in the Clinton administration.
The law does not allow the government to decide which drugs are politically acceptable and which drugs are not.
Not only can't the president reverse the approval without new evidence that the pill is either not safe or not effective, Shultz says the administration probably can't even impose new restrictions, like limiting prescribing privileges to doctors who also perform surgical abortions.
The FDA can only put the restrictions on if they are needed to assure the safety and effectiveness of the drug. It may not put restrictions on simply because it doesn't like the drug or wants it to be used less frequently.
Legally, Shultz says, the FDA could change its mind and add the restrictions after a new review. But even that might not hold up, given the drug's long safety record in countries where it's been available for a dozen years.
In a lawsuit challenging that change of mind, they'll have a heavy burden to explain why they came to a different result, and they'll have to have a reason other than it's a new administration.
The president has significantly more latitude on the matter of research using cells from human embryos. Scientists say the cells have the potential to lead to cures of dozens, if not hundreds, of diseases. Last August, the Clinton administration issued guidelines allowing federal funding of research using these embryonic stem cells in certain situations. Under the guidelines, stem cells would have to come from embryos left over from efforts at in vitro fertilization. The couple involved would have to give permission, and the embryo could not actually be destroyed using federal funds. Opponents of the guidelines say Bush has to overturn them because they violate a congressional ban on embryo research. Richard Dorflinger is with the National Conference of Catholic Bishops.
I describe the guidelines as they exist as illegal. They are contrary to the statutes. They are contrary to congressional intent.
And Dorflinger says he's confident that President Bush will overturn them.
During the campaign, Governor Bush said that he was against the government subsidizing research that requires destruction of human embryos. I think this president has shown himself quite willing to act on the positions he took during the campaign in the vast majority of cases, and I think that will be true here.
That's precisely what worries members of the research community. They say that eliminating federal funding will jeopardize the progress of research that could help millions of Americans. Opponents of the research say it's immoral to use tissue from human embryos, particularly when stem cells from adults have also shown tremendous promise scientifically. But supporters like Paul Berg, a biochemistry professor at Stanford University, say it's immoral not to explore both types of cells, particularly when the embryos involved are set to be discarded anyway.
I ask myself, and others have too, which is more moral, to destroy the embryos and obtain no beneficial outcomes for it, or to use those embryos to create something that might save many thousands of lives.
While no one questions the president's legal authority to revoke the guidelines, President Bush faces a sensitive political decision. Stopping federal funding for embryonic stem cell research would upset not just researchers, says Berg, but all those who could potentially benefit from the research.
There's a large population out there, people whose hopes depend on the success of this kind of research. And if that's shut off, they will scream.
There's no word so far on the FDA's new review of RU 486, and administration officials have been careful not to tip their hand on when or if the president will act on the stem cell guidelines. But those on both sides are expecting some indication by March 15th, the deadline for researchers to submit their proposals for the first round of federal grants. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.